talking shit.
In a club, wilding. In a club on the Cayman Islands.
Oh, no,
looking like a fuck boy on this island. Motherfucker, we wilding.
They don't even got it. I guess it's just PlayStation Network. PlayStation exclusive Stray.
Yeah, I think it's out now. It's like on the Sony commercial stuff. Because I remember Sony tweeted out dedicated meow button. They just tweeted that out today.
Dedicated meow button?
This is a button so you can meow.
Meows.
You know? Because you need to fucking get that meow on. You know what I'm saying?
They got games where you can be a cat. Games where you can be a goat.
You can be a dang tractor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Tractor games simulator.
Where you can be a plane.
Mm-hmm.
No, what
are they going to have a game that brings her back?
That's what I'm saying. Whoa.
You know?
Where you play a man who thought he lost her, but you thought she was gone forever, but she gave you one more chance. Where's that game at, bro?
Please, somebody let me know where this game is.
I'm telling you.
The game where my texts aren't green.
I'm telling you. The DLC, all her friends actually like you. That's what I want, bro.
Damn, man, I think this game broken, man. I got a restraining order. I'll pull this off.
Yeah, that's that 5-star difficulty. Oh man, no, that's yeah. No, I'm glad. I'm trying to play Stray. It looked great when y'all was playing it. You just play a cat. And that's it.
Hey, man, they're really making games about anything nowadays, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you just play a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You get the purr. Right. Meow.
Do you get 9 lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, they really thought of everything in the game.
God damn it. Well, that's all I had. Next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But hey, we back in it, y'all.
Whoa, welcome back.
New FE.
Are the checkpoints litter boxes? Okay.
You said next topic.
Yeah, that was before I thought of something.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Listeners, we're back. Another week. Another stronger friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Sure.
We did.
Yeah.
We. This episode 68. I'm getting nods from Evan and Chris.
No, this can't be right.
We made it.
This episode 48, so you're off by 20.
We made it to episode 68, readers.
No, it's 48.
And hey, thank you for tuning in to another issue of, and that's the Prankcast.
Yeah.
It's the only podcast you can read.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been possible without what's homie's name?
Viewers like you.
What's the guy who invented the printing press? Noah Golden
Gutenberg.
Schwartz or something? Gutenberg.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Damn, you knew who made the printing press? Damn. I need to read a book more.
Yeah, Chris, you got to learn
come
things.
Chris, come on, bro.
What?
That's like, like one of the three inventors we learned.
Yeah,
you learned about him, Thomas Edison, and
Eli Wayne West.
Peanuts. The inventor of the comic strip Peanuts.
Yeah, I don't know. That's good, man. I'm glad we made it. Made it to the print. Mm. I'm glad we made it to a medium that I cannot use at all.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Yeah. This copy will be available as a zine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The first ever podcast that's an audiobook.
It's like Tiger Beat magazine, except, you know, we're the models. You know, y'all know Tiger Beat?
No.
Teen Heartthrob magazine?
No. Yeah.
Justin Bieber was in it.
Okay.
B2K was in it.
All right.
Justin Bieber, now he likes to drive drunk, huh?
I mean, who doesn't like to drive drunk?
Boy, you ain't never lost.
You mean he's a red-blooded American male.
That's also the thing where with Justin Bieber, one of his eyes is like paralyzed or something. You guys see that? Like one of his eyes is like fucked up.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's like a Yeah, it's like a stroke or something, but like this half of his face is just, you know, it's just kind of is non-reactive.
Yeah, he contracted some genetic disease that I'm not sure, but it paralyzed the left half of his face, so he had to cancel a bunch of tour dates.
So Jeez. Real quick, how do you contract a genetic disease? I know if you have a genetic disease, it's just you just have it, right?
Oh.
You can't just get it.
Then instead of genetic, I mean, someone gave it to him. Someone finally took down the fever.
Somebody snuck in his room.
They gave him a bunch of blowfish toxin. They gave him
a bunch of jeans. Levi's.
An extra one.
Yeah. That's what drinking religion. And driving does to you.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the risks we run for sure. That's why they tell you, you know.
They strongly recommend
get that you somebody don't. Else to go and get your cocaine. You're rich, Justin.
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn, yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, Beepsters.
That's terrible. You're a hot celebrity. You lose half the feeling in your face.
And if he got it, that means there is no cure. Because he should be able to find a cure.
Absolutely.
Because he's got 7 billion YouTube views.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to make a cure for him if there is one.
Mm-hmm. And Hailey Bieber is an heiress. So, yeah. If they don't have the money to fix that, who's to say it can't affect the common drunk driver, right? It could be you, yeah. Or you, or even listener.
You. Look to your left. Look to your right. It could be either of them.
Yeah. Look to your left. Look to your right. Both of those drivers are blackout drunk right now.
Also, yeah, thank you guys for listening in big groups. But if you could all also go home and stream individually, it really help our numbers. Thanks for gathering around and listening. But
we know for the 7 listeners that we have each week, we know that there's large groups of y'all. We have listening parties every week. which is great. Keep having them. But, you know, yeah, just if you all want to play them at the same time off your phones, that'd be great. That's a fun game. Sync them up together.
Yes. Look to your left. Look to your right. Oh, you can't because you have a rare genetic
disease. You contracted a rare genetic disease. Paralyzed your left and your right.
Are they going to name it after him? Is he going to get the Lou Gehrig treatment?
Oh.
Is it going to be Justin Bieber disease? Because
then people would be trying to get it. They'd be like, yeah, damn, yeah, me and Bieber got the exact same thing, the fucking slump face.
Yeah. Damn.
Bieber face, huh?
Yeah. I'd get it. If he's passing it out, shit.
I don't think that's how genetic diseases work.
That's specifically how genetic diseases work. You pass them to other people. You might sneeze into your hand instead of your elbow. Go on tour. you win a Grammy for Yummy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are wearing a lab coat, so I can't really argue. I can't really argue with you with that one.
Yeah. I'd be up at the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work there. I just be,
just be hanging out.
Spinning the block.
Yeah. I'd just be chilling in the CDC break room. Which I've always gotten there. Germs?
I'll play.
Damn, Josh, you brought fish again? You gonna microwave it, stinky ass? Nah, get in there, fight them germs.
Nah. You good to go. Sorry you spilled all that Ebola.
Yeah.
Y'all got a cure for monkeypox yet?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Y'all been cutting out early on Friday.
I'm telling you. Y'all boys been doing skip day.
So monkeypox, what is that? Is that just like another?
You get it all over your body. It's like little bumps.
How do you get it? Do we need a vaccine
gay
for it?
Sex.
Really?
Yeah.
For real? Damn.
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
So they're trying to rerun AIDS right now? That's crazy.
It's not like AIDS. It's like chickenpox or something.
I wonder how they like. They like, you know, how they, when they put, you know.
The government administration.
You know, when these government, you know, allegedly, the alleged government put out all these.
A ton of people are getting it, you know, not just gay folks.
Okay.
Oh. Well, we should have scrubbed that last.
Yeah, you know. It's a communicable.
But if you knew that, why wouldn't you speak up?
Yeah. Yeah, why would you let us just talk about that for so long?
You know, hey, anybody can get it, bro. It's just like, you know.
All right, so Derek took off the lab coat now.
Sorry, you guys. They kicked me out the CDC break room. I was taking too many bites out of people's sandwiches, putting them back. Mm-hmm. They said I was in there fucking jiggling around the Spanish flu. They ain't like that.
Jiggling around the Spanish
flu. Yeah, like I had the
I feel like I've seen this video before.
I had the vial and I was like,
I'm going to Mallorca this weekend. Achoo. Yeah. Are you pretending to be the Spanish flu?
Oh, man. That's great. Yeah. So I don't
we know. Have soda in our wine. I don't know.
Nope, you know, that's Spanish spot on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. A lot of people, they write in, they say, Evan, you know, your accents are bad. They all sound kind of German or offensive. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, crikey, mate. I don't think you're right about that one. You know? Yeah. That's what I say to the haters.
Mm-hmm. To the people writing in.
Yeah.
To the listeners.
The people. Yeah, mailing letters.
Yeah. Well, we did put the address and P.O. box on the back of the zine. So
yeah.
I get, yeah.
And that's the on podcast street.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 podcast.
Podcast 9 3/4.
Nathan video.
Hey man. Hey, that man's unhinged, but that's a good show.
How long did that take, bro? Does he have like who are these people that are resurrecting exact replicas of buildings seemingly it had to have been like over months and months, right?
I mean
I feel like you could have got something up like that in like 2 weeks.
I don't know. It's kind of specific how he got some of this shit. You know what I mean? It seemed like a lot of it. I feel like most of it could be like 3D printed, maybe. Maybe there's like a giant 3D printer. They could just, at least for like the small shit.
I have no idea.
You know? But I'm just like, for them to just find this guy, figure out all this information, and then construct this whole thing, 2 weeks maybe.
I mean, the bar for them to do that probably took a long time. But, yeah, everything else was, you know, they build sets all the time.
Not like this.
I mean, it's a bar.
They built two different sets.
Yeah.
One of his house, based off just pictures, the fake crew was in there.
Right.
And then, you know.
I feel like he's in the same warehouse where they made the Squid Games. It's just got to be like this giant place because I assume all season they're going to be building different replicas in this warehouse.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the floor is lava one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the fuck they are.
I think I saw some
it's in New York too, right? So it's, I don't know.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen the first episode of The Rehearsal, please go check that out.
Yeah. Go give that a watch. It's really crazy.
It's real
man.
Cool. That first episode, they kept. Especially towards the end, they were switching back and forth between him and the other guy, and I legit got confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did we watch it with Will. People, shout out Will Peebles.
Yeah, shout out Will Peebles.
Yeah, we were fully done with the episode, and we were like, yeah, that was crazy how he told that guy that, and he was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm. I really, I mean, yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but giving him all the answers, bro, by just hanging out with him, that's pretty good.
Days like this, I curse the Chinese for making gunpowder.
Incredible line.
Fucking amazing.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah. That's pretty wild. And that probably does work. Yeah.
I mean, they won.
Especially for a dude, because the guy's like really into trivia. Yeah. Him and his friends go to trivia nights and stuff. So it's like, you know, the guy, he's always like got an ear for like new information. So something like that.
I feel like that's what trivia is too, is just stuff you've kind of heard before at one point.
Mm.
Like most trivia questions, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Who was the first lady director to win a Oscar after Kathleen Bigelow, you know?
Was she the first lady to win an Oscar after Kathleen Bigelow?
After something? Maybe ever?
I think so.
I think, right? For the Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
So again, I kind of heard once.
Yeah.
Kind of like podcasts.
Yes. I don't know, bro. Were y'all giant trivia people? Were y'all out at them trivia nights regularly?
Bro, I almost went to... We almost went to the National Quiz Bowl Championship.
Oh, for real? A quiz bowl person?
Yeah, in sixth grade. I was a fucking monster at Quiz Bowl.
Yeah, not here. I wanted to, but I didn't know anything. I don't know anything. I'll be the worst quiz partner.
You got to be confident, though.
Yeah, that's all it is. You just got to, you know.
No, I do.
It's going to come.
I confidently put down the wrong answer every single time. I'm always like, Fiji.
The craziest part about Quiz Bowl is when they start breaking out the math questions and you just see a fucking nerd on the other team just fucking power up. Mm. He starts slamming a pencil down on a sheet of paper. Just he makes like three taps and buzzes in 1,832. You're like, God damn, bro. Like, let her finish the question. Yeah, like, dog. She hadn't even said divided by or nothing yet. Like, God damn.
Show your work.
People are real freaks at the math stuff, bro. I remember one time. Oh, man. I don't know how I remember this. This was literally sixth grade. Yeah, because we won the regionals or whatever and went to state. I remember at the state there was this one team that I think ended up winning the whole thing, but this dude was like starting the question. He was like, "This president in 1857," and this kid buzzed in. Like there was a whole clue left about like describing him. The kid just buzzed in, and he was like, "Zachary Taylor," or whatever the fucking answer was. And I just remember the judge reading the questions was like, "My God, that is correct." Like he was shocked.
He had the answers or something, because there's no way from that he would get. I mean, I can't. So yeah, that's weird.
He just knew.
Just be logged in so quickly like that.
He just knew from the year. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Also, these kids were like 13. Like it was some real freak shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do no quiz bowl. You know what I mean?
I got real lucky. The round sent us to the state championships. They asked on what continent some peninsula was. Fuck, I can't remember what it's called. I mean, this was 20 years ago. But, man, I just buzzed in real quick. It said North America, and it was like the tie-breaking bonus question. And it was right. People were fucking patting me on the back, hugging me. Damn, Evan. Our teacher, Miss Lamb, was like, this is the reason why I put you as a starter, but I knew you were going to make it.
Good boy.
And I fucking could not have guessed more in my life. Totally random, just nothingness. Just no basis in reality, that guess. Baja Peninsula? And I'm like, Mexico, maybe? Is that what I was thinking? I can't remember. But yeah. Whew. Very lucky.
Damn. That's way go. Like that.
But yeah, bar trivia is... I mean, it's just... What's the point? People's got cell phones now. It's just all... Unless there's somebody going around slapping cell phones out of your hands, it's just... There's just people cheating.
I mean, I feel like... I don't know. The few times that I've been, like, in the past... I think there is somebody in the room with the guy who or lady doing the trivia who's probably like keeping an eye out for shit. Plus, other teams, if they see another team with their phone out, they're probably like, "Hey, man, what the fuck?"
Yeah,
they'll probably do that.
I just remember I hosted trivia down in Tybee Island one time at Nikki's.
Let's go.
And I asked one. It was like the super hard question at the end. I don't even remember. It was like, name the countries who join NATO the least, name all or join NATO the most recently or something, and you get 5 points apiece. If you can name all eight, you get a bonus. And somebody just came and wrote them all down like in alphabetical order, like straight up from the Googling of the question. I'm like, bro, you could have tried, like, get a couple, like, ooh, I'm not sure, like, you didn't even try to conceal the fact that you very, very clearly cheated.
And what'd you do? When you
fucking gave him the points. Everybody in Nikki's 1971 was terrifying. Yeah, bro. Also, I think that the team who won, it was fucked up. Somebody was, I think the bartender was telling me about the conspiracy afterwards, but the team that won was like the son of the owner.
Oh.
So they gave the bar tab to him, so they really didn't even have to give out a prize.
Hmm.
Really fucked up.
Damn. That sounds kind of like a metaphor for everything.
We're going to get fucking sued by Nikki's 1970. No! This is our Watergate!
It's a fair competition. Got the most votes in history.
What was the old slogan there? If you ain't Nikki's, you ain't shit or some shit like that?
Yeah.
The fucking little, have it on a koozie.
I remember you got up there one time and said, Nikki's 1971. What's that, the last time y'all had a black person?
Yes, sir. Hey.
Hot riff.
Very fun. Very fun. And then some dude came up to me afterwards and said the N-word. And I was like, all right, we got to go.
Yeah. We got to leave right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy because Tybee Island's like this beautiful island with this, you know, sick beach, and then it's just full of hicks.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to think of hicks having an island.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, it's a lot of folks, you know, sometimes you get tired of the farm. You want to go down to the beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right about
get
that.
Get some rays. Yeah. Get some fucking tan on.
You want to wake up every day, hear the waves, call them the N-word? Tired of doing it out of the farm. It's all funny,
funny to go to a place to get a tan just so, you know, to get darker and talk about people who are darker than you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. It's
very ironic about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to the beach, ask people if they speak English.
Where are you from? Yeah. No, like, really.
Yeah. Can't do that. What is it?
They got jellyfishes over there where you're from? We got jellyfishes here.
You got jellyfishes over in the Sahara?
Oh, yes, dog.
Just in the desert, just a jellyfish flying all around. Man. Savannah Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back from house party.
Wait, wasn't that? Did we do that last week or this week?
Last week, I guess, when this comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are we allowed to talk about that stuff?
That's the only thing I could think of to talk about.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, we already did that. Yeah, no, we had a good time. Chris lost his keys.
Nah, he really did lose his keys, though.
Yeah.
We called that one.
No, this time I lost my necklace.
You lost your chain.
Well, I didn't lose it. I misplaced it. I was freaking out for a moment before I left. But that's what happens, man. You go down to Savannah, man. You just lose it.
Mm-hmm. Lose all your jewelry. Yeah.
Lose everything. You risk it all and lose everything. That's what they call Savannah, the sunshine state, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
City of Angels, Savannah, Georgia.
The Windy City. The Place Beyond the Pines. Starring Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Young Drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's got a new Netflix movie that just came out. We're going to have to give that a watch. The Gray Man or something.
Oh.
I don't know. It looks
Barbie.
Good. Yeah, he's got Barbie.
I mean, I will be seeing that when it comes out, bro.
Hundo P, bro.
Yeah, man. You think I'm not going to go see Ryan Gosling? Fucking smooth as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Are children still playing with dolls and stuff?
Do children still play with dolls? I'm sure. No, they all have
They all have cell phones. What iPads, do you need toys for?
Nah, they all got fucking handguns. Man, that's what we're playing with now, bro. Bulletproof backpacks. That's what we're having a fun time with, bro. Yeah, no. They still make dolls. But now the dolls are like...
Now the dolls have knives.
Oh, my God, bro. I don't know. We are action figure kids. Did y'all have like...
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd y'all have? I had like wrestlers.
Oh, we had all that. Yeah, we used to make them fight.
Yeah, we'd make them fight. I had shit from Maxway. You know what I mean? The convenience store that's always in ruins.
Yeah. It's always going out of business sale.
Yeah. It was a lot of on sale toy figures that weren't really anything. You know, it kind of looked like Iron Man or Buzz Lightyear. He was turquoise. The fuck? I remember he was my favorite. I don't think they had names. It was robot, comma man.
Yeah, no, we was big action figure folks, bro. What we have? Every Power Ranger. We had the WWF, the ring thing where the wrestlers, when you... It was like a fake ring, and when you walked the action figure into it and you stood on the ledge, it would play their theme music.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that shit was very fly.
Damn, I didn't know you came from money. That's awesome.
No. We stole those.
Man, I had Beyblades. Y'all ever fuck with Beyblades?
No, I always watch. I was a spectator. It was always very cool to see.
And Beyblades were really a lesson in building IKEA furniture, bro. You had to assemble them motherfuckers from scratch. It took 7 hours. It was just a box of puzzle pieces you had to stick together. Why? And then they just get broken again if you get fucked up. They just shatter.
Yeah, you're not supposed to actually like battle them because they get all dented.
Incorrect.
What? How'd yours get broken then?
Man, the game.
You got those from Maxway too there, Bob.
I did have some off-brand Beyblades, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From Walmart. You had it right the first time. Beyblades.
Beyblades.
There were 10 for a dollar. They just came assembled. They were all just the same thing. One of them had little pieces of plastic that sort of resembled a gun. One of them kind of resembled a lightning bolt. And you're like, oh man, these two are natural enemies. Oh. Now, I had some real Beyblades. They were very hard to assemble. But also, just such a fucking hazard. They would fucking fuck your ass up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you ever like tried to grab it while it was still spinning, your fucking fingers would be all over the goddamn plate. Essentially a fucking food processor. Yeah, right. They went fucking 85 miles an hour. They spun around like a fucking CC Sabathia fastball. I don't know why the fuck they made those for kids, bro. They needed to come with bay gloves.
Yeah. was Beyblades a cartoon, or was that just a thing?
Oh, fuck yeah, it was
yeah,
a cartoon.
Bro, they have a few different versions.
The cartoon was sick. The cartoon, you spun it and like a dragon came out of it, and then the dragon fought. It actually had very little to do with the top.
What was it on? I never saw the cartoon. I didn't know it had a cartoon. I was always like, is this a cartoon or is this just like a toy?
No. I don't want to say like Fox Kids or something. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, WB Kids.
Yeah, WB Kids.
Yeah.
WB Kids. I remember, what was that robot, that block-ass robot that was on there? I forget the name of it. It's
from
like...
From Teen Titans, Cyborg?
No, not Cyborg.
Jenny?
It was like some... I can't remember. I just remember it was all like he had like a square head and he had like a like blue reddish colors all over the blocks on his body. Some block, I think. I don't know. I remember that was on WB Kids a long time ago. I remember they had like a little promotion at Burger King and I got like a toy. with him. I was like, this is cool for a show that I can't remember the name of right now.
Block Robots.
I don't know.
Well,
having toys at Burger King, though.
Yeah.
That was good promo.
We used to ask every time we would go, because it'd be me and my brother getting like a Happy Meal or BK Big Kids Club Meal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whichever the one that was just a regular.
Just like, a full-size burger.
Yeah, it was just like a number two.
You're a big-ass kid. This
is for the big-ass kid. Being an adult, bro.
Big-ass kid meal.
Yeah, we would always ask them for two toys. And if they don't give them to you, you could just buy one for like 75 cents.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so we'd just be like, can we get all the toys? And they'd be like, nah, bro. There was always one they just didn't have. So
damn. Yeah,
if they had Ronald, if they had Grimace, if they had, you know, Hamburglar, they didn't have fucking, you know, the burger. You get every toy, but we had a, you know, big doubles.
Do you remember ever getting the girl toy and freaking out? Mm-hmm. Man, what the fuck? We're going back through this drive-thru.
Yeah. I told tell them I'm a boy. They would ask if you wanted a boy toy or a girl toy.
Man, shit.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know,
let me get sounds a boy, like a nice McDonald's.
Let me get a boy toy, and my my brother wants a girl toy. Yeah.
Bro, no, I don't.
Yeah, he would help.
He's lying.
Yeah, and it seemed like a fun time, you know, fun bit at the time. But then you realize it's just somebody on the other end. Like, God damn it,
I'm making $5 an hour.
I'm making the minimum. What was minimum wage back then? Fucking yeah, $5.50.
I think it was five. Yeah.
Yeah. For you to be like, no, he wants a girl toy. I don't want to. He's a girl. Oh, man. That's great. We used to fight all the time. And that's how they would get us to stop fighting. They'd be like, y'all want some McDonald's, don't you? And we'd be mid-punches like, ooh, I do. I want some fucking McDonald's. I'm going to beat your ass, dog. But I'm addicted to those fries.
The salt. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I know even. Yeah, wait. Y'all ever work at a McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah?
Yeah, I worked at that bitch.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. When I was 15, I was fat as hell. And I was fucking terrible at it.
Mm-hmm. They not supposed to let children work at places like that, and they fully did not care.
Absolutely, they did not.
Yeah. It's a lot. It seems like a lot of hazards in there for children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd burn the shit out of myself all the time. To clean the grill, you just dump fucking water on it. Mm-hmm. You just make a little fucking grease fire. Mm-hmm. It just splashes all over your skin. You're like, ow. And they're like, you got 30 minutes before close.
Yeah.
You don't get to scrubbing.
Yeah, no. That shit was...
Yeah, it's a really bad job. It's so hot back there.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you about it. I worked at a Wendy's. That shit was hot as fuck.
It's so hot.
Fucking, you'd be unpackaging the salads from the fridge. That shit would be piping hot. Yeah, you know, sweat through your uniform shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is a hallway with two stoves the size of fucking truck beds. Mm-hmm. It's not going to not be hot.
The same thing, yeah. I worked at Domino's for a long time. That shit would just be hot. And they'd be like, bro, Derek, you sweating all over the breadsticks. And I'm like, you sweating all over the breadsticks. Leave you the fuck alone, dog. We have 40 orders on the screen. Oh, man. That was one fun thing about like working in fast food. Because if it ever got too busy, like eventually it would hit a point of so busy, you could just be like, oh, sorry, it's very busy, and then just be awful at your job for the rest of the day. I remember, like, yeah, working at Domino's, folks waiting a full 2.5 hours for their pizza, right? So they've already starved to death, right? It would finally get to them cold, and they would be like, what took you so long? And it's like, yeah, sorry, we had a lot of orders. Sorry, I know you ordered it, you know, 3 days ago. It's been a little backed up. That's just fantastic.
I remember one time it was like 30 minutes before closing at McDonald's. We were getting ready to shut everything down. And I'd be goddamned, a fucking high school football team just pulled, just an entire school bus pulled up through the drive-thru. And they were like, damn, we got to cook 70 burgers right now. And we were all just like, fuck! Yeah. Fuck! Everybody was just so mad. Boy, that shit sucked.
See, we worked at the first Domino's I was at, it was like in a... just a bunch of black people, not in like a black area, but just a bunch of black people. And bro, we had no problem being like, we're closed. And then folks would be like, no, y'all ain't supposed to close till 10. And we would just hang up on them. It's like, bro, you got to make your own fucking meat lovers. Folks be like, nah, there's literally nothing to eat. It's like, shit. You right.
Sounds like your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're closed.
Yeah, we're closed. We would get in trouble all the time because we would do that like too early. Like, we close at 10 and it'd be like 9:27. And folks are like, oh, yeah, nah, can I get a pizza? Can I get delivered? And if no driver wanted to take it, it was like, sorry, we're only open for fucking carry out.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, I'm on my way to come pick it up. And it's like, actually, we're out of dough. And it's like, I just wanted some wings. You know what I mean? It's like, actually, we have a gas leak. So
this is Pizza Hut.
Man.
Dang, bro. We watched that Unhinged yesterday. You remember the movie I told y'all about? Fucking Russell Crowe. He pays this fat divorce, like a white dude, angry, right? He's fucking breaking into people's houses, hitting them with axes, pouring gasoline on them, burning them down. Popping tons of hydrocodone. Oh,
about the road rage guy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
bro, it was genuinely terrifying because he was just chasing this lady in her car, and bro, couldn't nobody do anything about it. Every time she would be like looking out the window, like "Help, help!" Folks are in there listening to their own music,
and listening to our podcast.
Yeah. Folks are playing, you know. Yeah, just not helping her, and she's driving off, and it's like, bro, if you saw that in traffic, you would probably just keep going too.
Yeah, like, I do a lot of minding my own business.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, that's weird. I hope it worked out for her.
Yeah, I see that all the time. On the way over here, there was these two people. Were fucking, some guy was trying to cut some guy off, and fucking they bumped into each other. But I was like, hey, that's their business. I got a podcast to record.
Yeah, one time I saw outside of my window, a guy laying in a ditch, just body in a ditch, laying down. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. But then I looked through my rear view because I was like, you know, obviously I'm like, man, is there just a dead guy back there? And he just got up. He was just big chilling in the ditch.
A little siesta. Yeah.
He thought there was a tornado coming or something.
Oh,
probably looking for worms.
Catching him a little nap.
Yeah. But, bro, we watched that Unhinged, and bro, Russell Crowe was just, like, he... Like, the lady pulls into a gas station, right? She thinks she got away from Russell Crowe. Oh, the only reason he starts chasing her is my man's having a bad day, and he's sitting at a green light for too long, and she honks at him.
Damn.
And then swerves around him, right?
Oof.
And then goes and gets caught at the next light. So my man pulls up beside her, and
been there.
He's like, roll down the window. So I can talk to you. And she's like, bro, I'm not rolling my window down.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Never in my life.
Her son's in the back seat, rolls his window down. He's like, hey, son, do you think what your mom did was okay? You know, there's such thing called a courtesy tap, you know, just a beep, beep, pretty polite, let you know, hey, you need to go. And he's like, I apologize because I zoned out. So I hope you accept my apology. And the mom's like, yeah, whatever, you fucking suck, fuck you. And he's like, I gave you an apology. Now, hopefully you can apologize to me and we could go about our day. And she's like, bro, I'm not apologizing to you. And my man just says, okay. Rolls that window up. And
oh,
then just,
okay. Oh, bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no apology. Yeah, no, we good. Yeah.
What
yeah.
is this on?
I mean, I fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The web.
Yeah. you know, yeah.
I, online.
I acquired it.
It is on legalpurchasingwebsite.com.
Yeah.
It's streaming on Vudu for starting at $4.99.
Yeah. Whatever Amazon Prime charges for it. Yeah, I paid that.
Damn.
And it's real menacing because my man, you know, not to spoil a movie that came out this year. not to spoil a movie that I think it might have came out last year. But yeah, he meets up with the like main character, the lady. Mm-hmm. And she goes into a gas station and my man parks behind her, right? So she sees him from the gas station window and tells the folks, hey, this man has been following me, blah blah blah. She leaves, she goes to drive off. And she gets this guy to follow her outside to like intimidate my man. And he was like, yeah, you better fucking keep driving. Yeah, you thought you were going to scare that lady. And Russell Crowe just runs my man over. like doesn't hesitate.
All right,
just
okay.
Puts it in the drive, runs my man over, and then just keeps going.
Finally, a good guy with a car.
That's what I say, bro. Very good. Because like, right. Yeah, that's
just
how you take care of
that. Keep following her now.
Yeah, it didn't even. But as he
that
does,
was weird.
But she's driving away and she's like, oh man, he just hit that guy. And she can't find her cell phone, right?
Oh God.
And then my man pulls up beside her, Russell Crowe, and just is flashing her cell phone at him. And then starts making a phone call and her glove box starts ringing. And he left a flip phone in her glove box. And he's like, I'm going through your contacts. I know about your mom and the assisted living facility. I know about your husband. I know about your kid. I'm going to make this the worst day of your life. So you got to pick one of them. Pick someone in your contacts, and I am going to kill them.
Jesus.
Yeah. And she ends up picking right before she got into the argument with that guy. Somebody fired her. Like, she was going to work for a client doing something, and they fire her. Because traffic is taking too long. And they're like, I need you here at 9:45. And she's like, traffic's like a little tight. I'm not going to be there till 10:20. And they're like, well, you're fired. So she picks that lady. And Russell Crowe's like, all right, I don't know who this is, but they're dead. And instead of going and doing that, he just goes to her house.
okay.
Russell Crowe just goes to her house. Right?
No spoilers. I want to watch this.
Oh, man. Awesome. Oh, bro. Yeah.
I think I'm going to pop this on tonight on legalpurchasingwebsite.com.
They got it on there. Yep. It's really cool because funny. It's like.
I also like that in her context, she had mom, legal assisted living facility. She just had that in there.
He's like, yeah, he has. What if I showed up to your mom's facility and burned it to the ground? Would you like that? And she's like, no, not the facility that's costing us $70,000 a year. It would be tragic. No,
don't do it.
I'm actually on the way there now. So start the fire.
That's crazy. Oh,
please.
Yeah, bro. Russell Crowe menacing because it's like, bro, my man just. It killed so many folks, bro.
Damn.
And it was all because the lady, like, went around him at a green light and honked.
That is kind of a crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
Was it one lane?
Or
was it multiple lanes?
It was, like, one lane.
Man,
but it was, like,
crazy.
But it was, like, not even... It was, like, the light at the end of our street. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like... Oh, dog, you literally could have just waited or apologized.
That is tricky, though, because sometimes this actually happened this morning. I was in one of those scenarios where it's one lane taking forever. I'm like, the light surely has changed. And the guy in front of me who I think is waiting at the light, I guess, is just parked or maybe their car broke down. They're just not moving. I'm like, oh, I have to go around them. So, you know, I guess... It could be a situation like that.
I mean,
anyway, he's been following me around.
yeah. Bro's currently outside.
Have you guys seen my phone? Is Russell Crowe a good actor?
And those, he was fantastic. You legitimately believe my man had snapped. And again, and the coolest thing about this movie, bro eats like 14 hydrocodone. Like from when the morning starts, he's just constantly fucking popping them things. So he gets
to go to that lady's house.
Yeah, I know, bro. So it gives him like he gets into a lot of fights and stuff also. And it's like, bro, my man can't feel shit. So he's winning every single one of them.
Bro, it's great. He's just clocked in the face. He almost had me.
Just barely missed. His nose is fully bleeding.
That rocks.
Yeah, very, very good movie. Because it's like, yeah. If that happens. If someone cuts you off in traffic, you can just follow them a little bit, and nothing will happen. They call the police. The lady calls the police, and she's like, "The man's following me in my car." And they're like, "All right, well, what do you want?"
Maybe he's going to the same place. I mean, yeah. He's like, maybe he's going to your house.
Maybe he's going to an assisted living facility. Maybe he's just doing that. You ever think about that?
Oh man, yeah, it's crazy. He does some sick stuff, bro.
Yeah.
He pulls up to our house.
All right, enough.
Yeah, you're explaining the movie now. Enough. I want to watch this. I did watch this movie. I watched this movie called Compliance, which
You were telling us about that.
Yeah, man. This shit is fucking crazy. Apparently it's based, like, it's inspired by true shit. Like, no cap. And it's about like this like restaurant, right? This lady, she's like managing this restaurant, this like fast food place, and in the middle of like a busy work day, she gets a call from the police or an officer. An officer's like, "Hey, we just got this. I have a person here who says that one of your cashiers took her purse." He's like, Who was it, Becky? Say, and the guy's like, "Yes, Becky. Becky's the one that stole this lady's purse, and we just need you to pull her out and make sure and grab the money from her so we can get all this taken care of." So then the manager grabs the girl, and she's all like, I've been working all day. There's no possible way that I could have stole anything from anybody today."
Exactly what a thief would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's exactly what the officer is like. "Yeah, you really gonna believe a thief right now?" And it's just like, and it's just this whole movie is about like the officer on the phone just I'm trying to be as tiptoe as possible. It's about him just trying to like make this lady do whatever he says on the phone. He's like, "All right, well, I need you to make, you know, tell her to take off all her clothes and make sure she does not have, I can't get there right now. I'm already in this whole bigger investigation. That's why I'm asking you to do all this right now, since I'm currently tied into something that I can't talk about on the phone right now." And then it's like this whole thing about this guy just like, "Yeah, all right, does she have, all right, do you get her all her clothes off? Did you take off all her clothes?" She's like, "Well, no, not her underwear or anything." It's like, "The money could be in her underwear." And it's just, and it goes, it ramps up from there.
Jesus.
It's like, it's a very twisted movie. And damn. Then it's just like, and it, the whole like premise of the movie is like, how far would people go just to listen to authority?
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, all the shit that happened in this movie, I was like, at some point, I would have been like,
oh, immediately.
I would have been like, "Nah, man, there's no reason why this girl need to be butt naked back here next to the deep fryer." You know what I mean?
As soon as he's like, "All right, we'll take off her clothes." I'm like, "All right, man.
All right, bro.
Stop playing on my goddamn phone."
Yeah. How'd you get this number, dog?
Yeah, man. It's fucking, yeah. It's.
I don't care if she stole the purse, bro. I steal shit all the time.
Shit, I stole that purse.
I stole the purse, but gave her the money. Yeah, man. It's fucking, whew. Came out 2012, 10 years old. But, man, it is fucking, whew.
Shit.
And then just the different twists and turns that they take in it. It's just, man, I don't even think if I was in that scenario, because, like, I think it was like, you know, teenagers. I think the girl was like 19.
Oh, okay.
So it's like
that makes more sense.
But it's like, but they're asking them to do like all this stuff. Dumb. Yeah, and it's like at one point, like she has like the manager. She's like, I have to go handle stuff in the front. She calls somebody else back there, and she passes it to this kid, and she's just like in like this apron, butt ass naked, because she took all her clothes and trying to do, you know, what the officer is telling her. The kid's like, whoa, what? You want me to do what? This makes no fucking sense, dude. I don't want to do that. Well, and the officer's like, hey, you address me as sir. He's like, all this shit. And it's God, just, bro. it's a.
Yeah,
it's,
can you put the other girl back on the phone? Okay, the person you just had on the phone, kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. That person probably stole the purse. Yeah. Actually, make sure they get butt naked. Yeah, it's a twisted movie. I
the two naked people make them kiss.
It's a thriller for sure, man. And
no, I would come, but I'm hung up.
Yeah, no.
I mean, this other investigation.
There's another car crash. I mean, I'm really hung up right now.
Currently, I'm stuck behind this guy at a green light. I wish I could get there soon, but this guy, he will not move.
Yeah, I tried honking at him. I mean, what else am I going to do? I'm not going to go around him.
Yeah, man. It's definitely one of those, man. It's, oof. And when I looked it up afterwards, it's based on like true events. And I looked up, apparently for like a while, from like the early 2000s to like maybe 2009, like 2002 to 2009, there were just like these prank calls is what they said on the Wikipedia article that were like going around like Florida and like South Georgia. People just call in during that. They would just call like fast food places, grocery stores, be like, hey, one of your workers there stole something from somebody, and just bring them through this whole rigmarole. One of them was in Hinesville, which is like the city like right next to Little Issy. And I was like, what the fuck? This happened at the damn Walmart?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. It's fucking, woo.
That was really fucked up of Logan Paul.
He's going to have to drop an apology video after
this. Yeah. He's going to have to fight, I don't know, Pacquiao or something.
Yeah. I apologize for my social experiment gone wrong. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the lady killed herself, and then I filmed it. Yeah, and I'm sorry.
Of course, yes. Who doesn't go into a Japanese forest, have a little fun?
Listen,
I'm so sorry, but 3 million views in a day. I mean, you know.
And I didn't do it. I just told them to do it. You know, told them I was police. They would go to jail.
I just like, yo, don't you think it'd be kind of cool if you just fucking, you know? Mm-hmm.
I watched this movie called A Simple Favor. It's Anna Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. and Blake Living La Vida Lively, mm-hmm. and they're both. Moms. Anna Kendrick's a single mom. Blake Lively's married to like an Asian British guy who also writes books, and she has this beautiful home and this sick life, and she works in fashion, so she's always dressed up like a magician or something.
Okay.
You know, she wears like a lot of suits and like top hats type deal. Mm-hmm. And she's they're friends, but Blake Lively's like alcoholic but also like mysterious, but also like a bad mom. And Anna Kendrick's like, I love being a mom. You know, my husband died in a tragic car accident, so I got a settlement. So all I do is mom, and I have a mom vlog. Mm. And I love being a mom. Blake Lively's like, will you pick my kid up after school sometimes? Because sometimes I got to work late. And Anna Kendrick's like, yeah, you bet. Mm-hmm. And then one day.
A simple favor. I get it.
Yeah, no, that was literally it. She's like, can I ask you a simple favor? Like, she said it. Credits rolled. You know, one day Anna Kendrick's got the kid, and Blake Lively never comes home. And then, you know, she starts vlogging about it. And then, of course, her vlog starts getting views because mm-hmm. she's like, my best friend's gone. I don't know where she is. And then eventually somebody is like, yo, I saw that lady in fucking Oregon or something. They live in like Colorado or something. Mm-hmm. Pretty far away. And she's like, what in the hell would she be doing there? And she's like asking the husband and her like boss, like, does she know anybody there? And they're like, no, she was supposed to be in Miami. I don't know why she would be there. Hmm. So that's kind of how it starts.
Wow. A simple favor.
Yeah.
And then everything's fine?
No, no, not at all.
Well, shit. Yeah. I knew it wouldn't be that simple.
No. It was one of those movies where it was like, I really, really, really enjoyed it for the first like hour or so. And then, of course, there's sort of a twist. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, that was quite the twist. And then at the end, there was like another twist and then like a double twist. And I'm like, all right, stop.
Yeah.
Like it got to be too much. I'm like, this is too much.
Somebody's twist left and right.
This could have ended.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are doing too damn much now with this. The ending made me a little like,
all right, what are we doing?
Why? Yeah. This could have been a much more simple movie without this. I don't know. Have you ever seen that episode of Community where Jeff goes to night school and there's a Professor Professorson who teaches conspiracy theories?
No.
That sounds awesome.
It's a really fucking good episode. But it was like that, except obviously not like a parody. That episode's, the ending is so funny because like Annie and Jeff and what's his name, the dean, are like trying to figure out the basically night school teachers that never existed. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a twist where Annie like shoots Jeff, and then it turns out it was actually a fake bullet, and then like a real police officer comes in and like shoots the dean, and they're like, oh my god, we were just kidding. And he's like, oh, I saw a gun. And then it turns out the police officer is getting a degree in in theater, and he was in on the prank. And then somebody else shoots somebody else, and it's like, you know,
yeah,
it's just a big goofy ending.
But they did that for real, and
they kind of did that for real in this movie. And I'm like, all right, come on, just fucking, can just end the it. Movie? I'm not even sure this makes sense logically. Why are they friends again? You know, but yeah, it was very funny. It was very funny and very, you know, fun mystery up until that point.
A simple favor. Damn, I look like I got some homework tonight.
Right.
Unhinged, yeah. A simple favor.
The next episode of F-Boy Island.
Compliance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Three more episodes of F-Boy Island.
Be back, man.
Also, viewers, readers, listeners, dear podcast family, mm-hmm. We watched the premiere of F-Boy Island.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And we've decided that we're all going to get buff.
Oh yeah, no. We've decided we're gonna be the smallest true crime podcast currently working.
Yeah.
So we're in the gym, magnifying glasses, Burberry cap, finding out who did it.
Yeah. Right. Heroin addiction.
Yep. Yeah.
Lots of pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you can smoke pipes in Planet Fitness. A lot of people don't know that. It's actually fun.
Yeah, man. F4 Island is. I remember I felt the same. Last year when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's what it is, man. You just got to look fucking ripped.
Yeah, you just got to be hot as shit.
Well, in particular, on this season, there's a comedian. And he's all big and swole.
Mm-hmm.
And also just the least funny person of all time. I mean, just dog shit.
Watch some of his stand-up. It was not great.
Not good. He's got...
Benedict.
He's got shirts that say, who's buying this?
Who's buying this?
That's his little bit as he goes to stores and he finds stuff and he's like, who's buying this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's his whole big joke. Mm-hmm. And he's got merch that says it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But, you know.
Yeah.
I got a couple.
Hundreds of thousands of views. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I got the hoodie.
I'm going to say this. Me and Jordy watch the second episode.
No, man. Yeah. Dude, there's three. There was three, man.
I after the second episode, I'm pulling for my man. Yeah. Bro.
Who's buying this? Who's
buying this, bro?
Who's buying this?
Derek's buying
My man's got to win, bro. He's insane.
I know exactly. That's great. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, bro. Hey, shout out, man. My man be running some bits.
All these folks are looking insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hey, man. Man, maybe we should just become one of those relationship podcasts. Not relationship, but those dating show podcasts. Mm-hmm. Where we just get on there. We just watch a fucking Love Island. F-Boy Island.
Oh, that'd be great.
Temptation Island. We just review, watch all the island shows, and we just do podcasts about them.
Yeah.
Because we logged in, man. I bet the ones, the actual official ones, I bet you they suck.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, ooh, what do you think? You're like, nah, man. Nah.
Mm. There was one, these two girls from the American Love Island season one started a podcast called After the Island, where they just interviewed people who got kicked out of Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, in particular, the people who ran it, just the most boring human beings who could have ever lived.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was fucking bad.
Who knows?
But, you know, much success. I'm proud of them.
I listen to every single episode.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm still tuning in. I re-listen, but still, it's. I wonder if it is still going. I need to look at that.
Yeah.
Because they just dropped. It's funny, they did just drop Love Island Season 3, America. Most people don't like the American Love Islands because it was on CBS, which is like censored and not as good.
Yeah. Did they move?
Now they moved it over to Peacock. So what? I wonder if it's. Yeah. I wonder if it's uncensored and. Better,
maybe. I know because Temptation Island was on Peacock, so maybe I can't remember if they really got wild on
Temptation. I don't need them to get wild. They just
no. I'm trying.
Weird. They don't cuss and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if they did cuss. I think they cursed a lot. Yeah. They might have censored it though, but they definitely show people getting their damn stroke on. So that's all you need to see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, listeners, Love Island America on Peacock.
Peacock.
Stroke confirmed.
All right, guys. Well, me and Derek have shows to get to.
Good for fucking y'all. Good for fucking y'all.
So, we'll see you next week.
And you guys can come see me on the 27th and 28th at the Left School Lounge.
Go see Chris on the 27th and 28th at the Left School Lounge. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Relapse Theater at 9 p.m.
Check me out over at the damn meets.
Yeah.
Check me out over that damn.
Yeah, Chris is doing the feature spot at Bone Lick Barbecue on Howell Mill.
Come stop on by. Evan and Amanda are hosting at Speakeasy later this Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you guys got time this Wednesday, pull up to Arcadia. Dex will be hosting the Bad Boys Club.
Yeah, and then we're running over to the Highland Inn Ballroom. We're doing a special edition of Sing and Song Missing.
Yeah. Relapse is back. Relapse open mic. Every Tuesday, Wednesday.
Come see us. You're all your friends. Chris Nikitas, Joe Gawa.
All your favorites are back.
Yeah. We're pulling up to an abandoned elementary school. It's Wonder Comedy.
Yes. Wonder Comedy's back.
Yeah.
All right.
Did we watch that?
Yeah,
I think that's about it.
And that's
the podcast.
The podcast.